And now it's time for what we can't get out of our head. I'll go first this week, and it was the incredible Socceroos win last week after declaring myself somebody who would jump on the bandwagon. Here I am at the front of that bandwagon this week, just delighted by Sunday's game and very excited for Saturday's match against the USA. I just wanted to draw attention particularly to a beautiful piece of commentary written this week by Guardian Australia's Burton Quinn, who wrote a piece about Australia's love for Nestori Irinkunda, the kind of the multicultural story being celebrated through the Socceroos this week, but also the sort of pressure that that can place on the shoulders of these young men who are now, you know, really sort of carrying the hopes and dreams of the country, but also stand to be kind of pilloried if that performance doesn't live up to the first great moment. I just thought it was a really beautiful, sensitive piece of writing.
Yeah, we've done a lot about how the players feel about the diversity in the team and what it represents and a different kind of Australia it represents, as we also mentioned last week, and it's been really hot and really lovely.
Mike, what was it for you this week?
Mine's very simple. On Sunday, it's the 21st of June, which is the shortest day of the year, and I'm really looking forward to it, not for any mystical reasons, but just because it represents optimism at the start of the end of, it's not the end of winter. I mean, it hasn't even got cold yet, but it's sort of
like 20 degrees outside.
It sort of makes you start feeling that, you know, it's on the way towards the end of winter and everything's going to be bright and optimistic again. No, it's just a good marker of the year for me, and you start looking forward to the sun.
Yeah. And the sun being up when you leave the house in the morning. Yeah. Tom, what was it for you this week?
Well, I'd like to associate myself with both of your contributions. I think they're both excellent. I finally finished Hacks, the excellent show about comedy writing. I've loved it all along, and I was sad to get to the end of it. I read a piece saying that it was a love story between the characters played by Jean Smart and Hannah Einbender. If you haven't watched Hacks, go back to the start and watch it. The fifth and final season is so satisfying. The relationship that is at the center of the storyline is just a delight. These are dark times, and it was a bright spot for me on my weekend.
Yeah, I watched the end of it this week too, and I loved it, and share your sadness about that show ending because there are so few good comedies around these days. It was just brilliant. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for being here, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
And thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Mike.
Full Story is supported by EY Parthenon. EY Parthenon is the global strategy consulting practice of EY, working with CEOs, boards, investors, and governments on their most critical decisions. They bring deep sector expertise, an investor mindset, and advanced technology to bring clarity to complex challenges. EY Parthenon helps leaders make better decisions in moments of change, anticipating what's next, finding opportunity in uncertainty, and translating complex shifts into real-world outcomes, turning insight into action. For more insights, go to ey.com/au/Parthenon. EY Parthenon, transformative strategy and transactions. Solutions that work in practice, not just on paper.